It's going to be another sunny and hot day in Middle Tennessee, and that strong chance of afternoon thunderstorms returns today. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Tennesseans could see changes in who represents them in the U.S. Senate. Senator Marsha Blackburn is running for governor, and Senator Bill Hagerty is up for re-election. But as WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports, Hagerty has a very good shot of hanging on to his seat.
It helps that Hagerty has no Republican challengers. The Democratic nominee is up for grabs. Four people are running. One has actually nabbed the ticket before. Memphian Marquita Bradshaw won in 2020, but ultimately lost in the general to Hagerty. And Hagerty again looks to be at a significant advantage. No Democrat is even close to fundraising as much as his $5 million in cash on hand. And for the record, no Democrat has won a Tennessee Senate seat since 1995. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Visit WPLN.org to find out more about who's running in Tennessee's August 6th primary. Early voting begins today. Knoxville civil rights figure Josephine Goss Sims has died at age 82. Sims served as a plaintiff in a lawsuit challenging Knoxville's Board of Education plan that would have allowed students to transfer back to their formerly segregated schools years after the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling in Brown v. Board of Education. In Sims' case, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the policy violated the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Sims graduated prior to the 1963 ruling, but she later became the first black teacher at a predominantly white high school in Knoxville.